According to an evolutionary theory, all animals, including people, face a trade-off between investing energy in breeding and nurturing. In exclusively human terms, the theory holds that some guys are better at making babies and some are better at caring for them. Yes, many men are good at both, but theoretically, most guys lean more towards one than the other. So is the theory true? Is there evidence to support what might sound like a stretch? Yes, well, or at least maybe. To test the theory, researchers at Emory University did a study involving 70 American men between the ages of 21 and 55, all of whom are fathers of kids ages 1 to 2. They measured the men's testes, yes, their testicles, and then assessed their interest and involvement in parenting through questionnaires and also by using MRI to monitor their brain activity when they looked at pictures of their kids and other people's kids. As for what the researchers found, they found that the larger the subject's testes, the less involved they were in caregiving activities like changing diapers. Conversely, the smaller the testes, the more involved the subjects were in these activities. So does this mean that if a guy has relatively large testicles, he's probably a bad parent? Of course not. The study is limited in size and, as the first of its kind, doesn't prove anything one way or the other. It also doesn't purport to explain why testicle size may matter in terms of being involved in parenting activities. But it might support the idea that human males, like all male animals, have limited amounts of energy to invest in reproducing and that they spend the bulk of it either making babies or raising them. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.